Slideshow season 20, episode 52, bro. It's raining out here. They called it a level two storm. A level two storm. So, you know, after having a few days of trying to get this fucking camera set up right, which we are, the dock, you know, the dock that holds the phone camera, you know, it sucks. You know, it really does, bro. But you get what you pay for, bro. This is America, right? You get what you pay for. I paid, you know, I was in a situation where I needed a new dock, and I found one, and it was cheap, and it wasn't made in China. But, you know, I'm not that type of person, by the way. You know, you fucking see a bunch of Chinese shit all around my motherfucking house, bro. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of impossible when you see the way everything has been. You know, I mean, there was a picture of, Good Friday, like, in the 70s. And they used to put, like, crosses on buildings out here in America. And, you know, this is before they sold out to Zionism. And the Jews took over. That's right, 100%. You know, and you know, I mean, we used to be a proper country, bro. We pretty much used to be a proper country. So, here's the reality of the situation. It's raining. The windows are starting to fog up. You know? Reminds me back in my days of smoking weed, which we don't do anymore. I don't do anymore. I think it's one of the most horrible things anybody could do. You know, it hasn't gone well. The smoking weed legalization, you know, it hasn't gone well. You know, people smoke in their job sites. People smoke, you know, you know, people tech, you know, it's always funny when you talk to potheads because they'd be like, bro, I could do the whole fucking, I could, I'm so functioning when I smoke weed. And then you look at them and they're like, huh? Wait, like, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah, I mean, like stoner societies versus alcoholic societies, what is better? I don't know. You know, people like to use those, you know, I mean, I think they're both bad, honestly. I think, you know, I'm not a this or that guy. I'm a like, yo, both of them, fuck. They're like the stoner society and the alcoholic society is the same to me. It dumbs you down. It dumbs you down. Yo, let's get high. Let's watch fucking, what's that shit that all the stoners watch? Adult Swim. Let's get high. Let's watch Adult Swim. Let's not be concerned about anything that's going on in my life. Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know what I found out, like, recently is, you know that guy Shaggy? You know, that did the song It Wasn't Me? You know, I found out that was all fake, bro. You know, nothing is real, bro. You know, we talked about this recently. You know, I said, you know, everything is phony. You know, the politicians are phony, the people on social media, you know, the ones that are looking for clout, that are getting the clout. Yeah, that's a interesting word, by the way. You know, let me use the windshield wiper. We, you know, and thank God we replaced the windshield wiper. But yeah, I mean, Shaggy said, you know, he it was all fake, bro. It was a fake accent. You know, he has that song, It Wasn't Me, which I think most people could appreciate, bro. You know, if you was growing up in the 90s and you was around, you know, the one-hit wonders, there's a few of them out there. Yeah, man, you know, these people that fucking put together, you know, you live off that for the rest of your life. Vanilla Ice. I saw him on an interview and, you know, Vanilla Ice is, you know, he got hung over the balcony by Suge Knight. Ooh. Wouldn't want to be hung over a balcony. But if you were to be hung over a balcony, you don't want to make, you want to make sure you don't have nothing in your pockets like loose change and shit. Be like, yo, there's my parking fare for fucking next week and shit. By the way, we're drinking coffee, black bean soda, everybody. Shout out to all my coffee drinkers out there. You know what I mean? I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do crack. I don't do crank. I don't do fucking meth. I don't do heroin. I don't do gambling. I don't fucking do the social media. I don't have screen time that hits 12 hours, but I do drink coffee. Yeah. You know. Oh, yeah. It's real good, bro. Get you going. you know, get all that energy going, bro. You get all that energy. You know, I mean, yeah, the energy is fucking crazy off the fucking Richter scale and shit. We running 2 miles a fucking day, bro. This runner said to me this past week, she said, you know what? You're running 2 miles in 26 minutes. But by the way, you can see my cardio sessions if you are interested in those things, you know, on my Instagram stories. There's other things you can see on those Instagram stories, bro. I posted on my Instagram today, by the way. You can follow the Sly Show on Instagram, that they're going to have another drag queen. I don't even think this is a story hour, bro. They're just like, fuck the story hour. Yo, we're a bunch of drag fucking trannies. We don't care about nothing. Yo, they're going to have one in Alameda, California, which is a far left city in the Bay Area. 12 years and up. That's how they fucking market this shit. They said 12 years, you know. So if you're 12 years, okay, let me just put this into perspective here. My son, that's right, I have a son, by the way. I have a son. I have a rain. I have a winter storm. It's raining right now, bro. My son's 11 years old. Yeah, I would say that that's not appropriate, bro. I would say that that's not a fucking appropriate. You go through Alameda, California, bro, they got fucking LGBTQ flags everywhere. 100%, bro. How do I know this? Because they have a beach. They call it the Alameda Beach. I think it's called the Alameda Beach. It's a cool place to go if you're ever in the far left Bay Area. But yo, you gotta go through motherfucking LGBTQ fucking mess. Every fucking restaurant, every, you know, a lot of those, liberals, bro, they're ruining their own fucking community. They got the LGBTQ. Yeah, so they're going to throw a tranny event. A tranny event, bro. You can't say that shit on Instagram, or you can't say that shit on Elon Musk's X. Why do they call it X? Because they X'd all of the fucking free speech out of the situation. But I thought he took over that shit and he was restoring free speech. No, that's just some shit he said, bro. Well, actually, you could say certain things. You could say things that weren't allowed before, but, you know, don't even fucking think you're going to start talking about Jews, bro. You think you could get on there and talk bad about Jews? Uh-uh. Don't you realize those motherfuckers run the world? Who said that? Kanye. Saw some videos of him. You know, he got a nice little Kim Kardashian knockoff. Wow. Bro, you know that's bad, you know, when you get the knockoff. So you're in a relationship, you're with somebody, right? Kim Kardashian is a real garbage human being. That's right. For lack of different words. Substituting words. So the new girl that he got is, bro, she's like a Kim Kardashian knockoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hulk Hogan had a Brooke Hogan knockoff. What? The fuck you say? Isn't Brooke Hogan his daughter? Years ago, bro, he was dating someone that looked like his daughter. Wow! Wow! What are we doing here? Yeah, bro. I've seen that in relationships where people break up with somebody. They was so in love with them. They was so in love, so they says to themselves, yo, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go find someone else that look like her and shit. You know what I mean? What are we doing? What are you doing? Swipe left, swipe right. Oh, I'm going to swipe right, bro. And then you fucking find someone and that looks like the ex. And then it's like a horrible situation. Isn't it always funny, like, when you see people that look like someone you know? And you start, like, thinking of themselves, like, you start thinking about that person, you'd be like, yo, man, let me walk up to that person, man. We could fucking have video game conversations, bro. We was playing video games back in the day and shit. Trader Joe's has, I go to Trader Joe's, I get my health shit, bro, you know what I mean? Yeah, someone said to me the other day, is you losing weight or is you losing weight? I'm like, yeah, I'm losing weight. They say, what is your fucking method? I go to Trader Joe's, you know, with all the liberals and shit, bro. I seen these two grown men, bro. They had to be in their mid-20s, maybe 30s, and they were talking about Pokemon video games. Yo, man, I was playing Pokemon video games and the level and they were like all in the fucking conversation and I'm like, bro, imagine that. You're 20, 30 years old and you're playing a Pokemon video game, bro. You're 20, 30 years old and you're playing a Pokemon video game. We live in society where 20 and 30 year olds are playing Pokemon video games and they're talking about it. And they're just like, just unapologetically just talking about it. They're like, yo, man. Like, yo. Is that like a liberal thing? Probably. Shit, you. Probably, bro. Slideshow, season 20, episode 52. So they got Lizzo performing for the Biden administration. There was a $25 million liberal elite. You know, that as we get closer to the election, what's going to end up happening, what you're going to see is you're going to see all these celebrities. That's right. You know, when we look at the Epstein Island, when we look at the celebrity of America, the Adeles, the Megan Foxes, you know, there's a whole meme where it has their children and they're like the opposite gender and shit. Yeah, that's right. You know, as we get closer to the election, you're going to see all these liberals. Liberal culture is celebrity culture, okay? That is liberal culture. You know, so you're going to see all of these celebrities, you know, do all this fucking Democrat Party shit. And it's like, you know, it's funny to me because, you know, it's like, you know, when I see these stickers on these cars and they say resist, it says resist. And it's like, yo, you're not part of the you're the establishment, okay? You're the establishment. They say resist. Resist capitalism. Resist white supremacy. Resist. Resist all of the LGBTQ hate. There is an idea within the Democrat Party with amongst liberals that they take on 1960s ideas. In the 1960s, anybody who opposed free speech was the establishment. Republicans? Well, those motherfuckers.
I hate to tell you, man. Republicans are still opposing free speech. I look at Elon Musk. He's supposed to be aligned with Republicans, and they don't want you talking bad about Jews. Don't talk bad about Jews. Republicans are opposing free speech.
Yes, Republicans oppose free speech in America. They just want their speech to be allowed. This is where I drift off. Be like, yo, abortion? Okay, I'm against it. Everything is in the Constitution. Right to bear arms? I'm for that. I'm for self-responsibility. I'm for taking accountability. I'm for working jobs. I'm for the working class. I'm for all those things. I'm for families. I'm for Jesus Christ. What I'm not for is silencing people's speech. And that's exactly what Republicans want to do. We've talked about this. There's 12 Republicans in red states that want to pass legislation to censor, they want to pass legislation to not only crack down on anti-Semitic speech, and not only do they want to crack down on that, there's states like Kansas that want to criminalize it. Wow! Wait, are you telling me that the people that claim that they're for free speech want to fucking criminalize? Yeah!
I'm just telling you, people, bro. Don't get into the Republican Party. Don't get into the Democrat Party. You know, we have a mind of our own, bro. We have a mind of our own. That's right. We should have a mind of our own, you know, I mean, but some people are indoctrinated and they can't do nothing about it, bro. People been indoctrinated since they fucking birthed and shit. You know, people talking about baseball. And he's like, yo, baseball's back, bro. Yo, are you watching the baseball? I seen the Giants lost last night. Grew up a fan. Used to be a bat boy for the San Francisco Giants and shit. Yeah, we were doing that. Will Clark. Yo, it's raining as fuck right now, and there's someone running in the rain, bro. That's how you know you're fat as fuck. You like, man, fuck this shit, bro. We about to fucking get about to get to it. Bro, all you gotta do is, bro, this is the workout plan, all right? Those of you that want to lose weight, all right? Because I've come to the realization that people don't want to lose weight, all right? So what you gotta do is you gotta just eat whatever the fuck you want. Go to McDonald's, go to Burger King, go to Mexican, go to Chinese, go Italian, all that. All you gotta do is eat your meal, enjoy it, bro. Go out with your family, go out with your girl, go out with your dude, whatever the situation may be. Okay, you want to lose weight, this is what you do. All right, so you go out, eat as much as you want, bro. Milkshakes, fucking fries, fucking fast food, fucking, you know, do it all, bro. Do it all. Live your life. YOLO, you only live once. You only live once. Do it, bro. When you get home, throw up. Bro. That's all you got to do. Hey, bro. You know, modern problems require modern solutions, all right? No, you know? I mean, you know, most people who are like, I don't know, like people who are just like really just like kind of like, you know, normal, you know, what they do is they kind of like, you know, have a cool little diet, you know, they don't go to fast food, they work out! They do those things, but you know what? I'm just under the impression that, you know, especially like with this Ozempic thing. You know, the thing about Ozempic is there's a moment where it stops working. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Ozempic is like a scam. You know, you're getting over on people. And then there's a moment where it's like, yeah. No, bitch. No, you ain't going to be out of fucking way. Oh. Yeah. So there's a documentary. What was the documentary? The Quiet on the Set. Okay, here's my Quiet on the Set review. Everything that was talked about Dan Schneider, I guess you could say it was a lot of weird things that he put in the writing. Okay, Dan Schneider was the writer. Jewish man. But the guy Mike Peck, that was the real pedophile. Yeah. He raped Drake Bell. You know, but there's a whole like little thing in there where like, you know, it was like very woke. It was very woke. Like the whole thing was like very woke. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like there was a woke, there was like a nice little like, you know, political correct woke, like oh I can't believe I was put through this. And I'm not talking about the pedophile shit when I'm joking like that. I'm talking about there was non pedophile shit and the dudes, the child actors, because you know one of the things that they were talking about as far as now Drake Bell, you know, legitimately the things that happened to Drake Bell were fucked up. You know, they were fucked up. There, that is not to be made fun of. What I'm making fun of is the woke premise that they kind of threw in there. You know, some of these failed child actors and shit. Yeah, like the whole fucking Dickie Roberts and shit. The fucking Dickie Roberts! You know, the child actors and shit. Yo, you know, because they've said that a lot of times, you know, when you see these people who end up, you know, on these shows
and they're fucking, you know, talking about like, oh, this person did this to me. It's like, you know, the people who've run into hard times. And there's definitely a woke element to this Quiet on the Set documentary. You know, but that was pretty fucked up what that guy, Mike Peck, did to Drake Bell. You know, I mean, these things were kind of like already known. You know, people fucking went through it. You know what I mean? And you know, this is, you know, when we talk about the Hollywood business, when we talk about the entertainment business, and this is things that we've talked about. You know, the glitz and the glam. I forgot about Amanda Bynes, though, bro. Totally forgot about her. Went on her Instagram, and I'm like, whoa. Whoa. See, but that's Hollywood, though, bro. You know? Is, you know, it's they, you know, who said it best? Sonny from Bronx Tale said it best. He did. Sonny from Bronx Tale said, they don't care, you know, how much is, what was it? See, I don't even, I'm going to fuck it up, bro. What was it? It wasn't Lou Gehrig. It wasn't Lou Gehrig. It was the other one. It was one of those Yankee guys. See, I can't talk. He basically, Sonny from Bronx Tale. Those of you that seen the movie, it's one of the best movies ever. You know, he said, you know, no one cares, kid. I'm trying to think of the see, I can't fucking talk about it because I don't have the right baseball player, and it only sounds right when you say it. Yeah, the dude who played in Bronx Tale, bro, that dude ended up being a fucking, like he did some time and shit. Collagino? You know, the dude who played C. Ayo, C. What was the best part of Bronx Tale? Oh, when they went to go, when they told the fat motherfucker to go sit in the bathroom. Go sit in the bathroom. I don't want to see you. Bro, that's got to be the worst thing that anyone could tell someone, right? You and bro, it was like a hot summer day in New York City, Bronx, New York, and they're all fucking sweating. They're playing fucking some sort of fucking gambling game. I think they were shooting craps, whatever. And then he says, "Go sit in the bathroom." Woo! Gonna have to be honest, bro. That's some real demeaning shit, bro. Excuse me while I drink some black bean soda. Because I'm trying to wake up, even though I'm already awake. Yeah, so, yeah, the Collagino dude, bro, yeah, he did some time, bro. And then the girl who played Jane, bro, it's really fucking ugly out here right now, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, you guys can't really see, but it's really fucking ugly. These fucking people don't know how to fucking drive and shit. I had to be like 18 years old, bro. I was driving out here in the far left Bay Area. This is a little story about my life here. Little life story. Okay, so I was driving. I was like 18, bro. You know, I cheated on my DMV test, and I ended up getting in like 4 accidents. You know, after I cheated on my DMV test. Does that mean karma's a bitch and it fucking will get you? Yes. But anyways, one of the accidents I got when I was like 17, 18. You know, I was driving and it was raining. It was raining right there in front of Oakland Coliseum in far left Oakland, California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to a stop and this Asian man. Why you got to say Asian, bro? Like, why couldn't he just be like a man? Why he got to be an Asian? Well, because he was fucking Asian, all right? That's who fucking hit me. If he was fucking Afghan, I would have said it was a fucking Afghan. But he was a fucking Asian. Anyways, plows right into me. I, like, do, like, this turning thing, bro. Bro, chiropractor bills, all that, bro. I was in the chiropractor, ended up getting the lawsuit out of it. It was good. Early days. Had a nice Jewish lawyer and shit, bro. Yeah! Hell yeah! I was like 17, 18. This guy was short. This Jewish lawyer was... Bro, I had a Jewish lawyer when I was like 17, 18. He was a short guy. You know? We got into the depositions and all that. He starts talking hella fucking crazy shit. I'm like, yo, this guy reminds me of Kleinfeld from fucking Bronx, or from Carlito's Way. Who played Kleinfeld? A real piece of shit. Sean Penn.
Uh-huh.
He sure did, bro. You know, that was an okay role for him, man. People who just, like, found out the slideshow and they're watching this shit, and they're like, yo, this motherfucker talks about movies a whole lot, bro. Like, yo, what's going on, bro? Well, I never got there, bro. I never got there. I was supposed to get there when I was 7 years old. I told my mother I was going to be on an Academy Awards, but it never happened. By the way, this is a 52... It's the 52th. 52nd. Yeah. It's the 52nd episode in 2024. Which is 20 years of the slideshow. Yeah, bro. Hey, man. Oh, man, it's great. Yeah, man, you know, ruffling feathers and shit, saying shit that people don't like, you know, hey, bro, that's what it's about, you know, you gotta be yourself, though, man, you know, there's too many people who are trapped into, like, normieism, bro. I just see it everywhere, man. You know, I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, politics. I mean, really, the politics. There's normieism on, there's just normies everywhere we look, you know? You know, I was reading up on this Baltimore shit, you know, like, what's the, like, do you think, is it possible that the government was involved? Oh, got the hiccups. Is it possible that the government was involved in this Baltimore shit? Now, to answer that question, we would have to, you know, we would have to say, yeah, I mean, yeah, it is possible. you know, I mean, I just think, you know, there's just a lot of, one of the things in America right now, I think, I just think it's just low quality, bro. There's just low quality in America. You know, the politicians are low quality. I think the people that are out there in society right now are low quality. I think there's been a standard that has been set where everybody is just like kind of like doing low quality shit, bro. You know, when we look at the 50s and the 60s, it's one of the things I talk about all the time. As you look at the music, you look at, you know, I still listen to 50s and 60s music. 60s music, bro. To this day. Deontay Wilder. To this day. Those of you that know what I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't get it. you know, I mean, you look around, bro. Look at every aspect of society. Everything's low quality, bro. Everybody's fucking doing some low quality shit. You go to the store, you go, you know, these whole tipping shit is outrageous. You know, these fucking people at their fucking place of business, and they expect me to tip them just so they can press some things on the iPad. Get the fuck out of here. It's just like, you know, I do everything, you know, 100%. You know, I go 100%. You know, no matter what it is I do, I go 100%, but you know, the standard has been set by society that you don't have to go 100%. You know, I think people are if they're giving anything, I think most people are giving like 40% maybe, you know, and that's the problem here. You know, society is sloppy right now, man. So that's just this whole Baltimore crash. You know, I don't know the fucking situation. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways we could go about it. There's a lot of different ideas that we could say, you know. I mean, do they want to have bridges collapse? Do they want our society to collapse in America? Yeah, they do. So, you know, who knows? Who knows? You know, I'm inclined to think that it, like, this is just low quality bullshit, bro. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes in, bro. We doing what we gotta do, bro. Yeah, we don't think about it. I don't think about it. You know, these people do podcasts, you know, they probably think about shit. They probably come up with all these. I just fucking get on here and I fuck start just bro, it's ugly out here right now, man. Yeah, it's ugly out here, bro. And I told you, man, people, you know, once it starts raining like this, people lose sense. Gets in their fucking brain like, oh, I don't know how to fucking drive all of a sudden. I don't know how to fucking drive all of a sudden. Slideshow season 20, episode 52. It's Fuckery Friday. Yeah, it is, man. They put fucking, at this Biden fundraiser over, the videos came out. They had Biden with Obama and Bill Clinton. Mm. The official Three Stooges, bro. The official Three Stooges. And these people are fucking killers, bro. They are killers. And I don't mean that in a good way. A lot of times people say, oh, he a killer, bro. No, I don't mean that in a good way. Obama is one of the worst fucking people in the world for so many reasons. You got fucking Bill Clinton, pedophile, bro. Bro, you would think, like, if you're Biden or you're anything. See, this is where you got to understand about this administration, this Biden administration. He has no problem, bro. The shit was like already public. It's like been public. The document, it doesn't matter if they're withholding information on the documents. Anyone who associates with Bill Clinton, Epstein Island. And you know, people, it's funny too, because people will say, oh yeah, well, Trump. You know, Trump is this and... Bro, he's establishment, bro. You can't come to me and tell me Trump ain't establishment, bro. People want to fucking... They be like, oh, no, he's not establishment. He's not establishment. Of course he is, bro. He pushes establishment's products. Vaccines, TikTok, Bud Light. But Bill Clinton is like, bro. Like, they're just like... They're like, fuck it, bro. Bill... Come join us at this $53 million fucking... Actually, it was $25 million. It was like a $25 million fundraiser, and they just have no fucking problem bringing that faggot up there with them. Yeah. All of them, bro. All of them are fucking, you know, all of them are fucking part of the problem, bro. All of them are part of the problem. I don't give a fuck what your political party is, what you think, what you feel, what your emotion is invested in. All of them are part of the problem. Even Trump. And it's just going to be like that, bro. It's going to be like that because that's the way power works, bro. You know, power is money. Money is power. Money is a lot. Money is a lot. And that's where people need to follow the money. It will be the answer to all of your prayers. It will be the answer to any Epstein fucking logs. All these fucking people, bro. All these fucking people in the celebrity world. All these people in the tech world. There was news that came out today where it said something along the lines, and it said something along the lines of YouTube was given like information to the federal government. Like there was some report that came out and it's like YouTube, you know, had to like fork over information to the federal government that anyone who searched a certain video. Mm-hmm. YouTube,
Google.
Yeah, two of the worst tools that are used in the establishment. So I've been posting clips on, you know, different platforms, Rumble, you know, all the social media. So I was just like, kind of like, you know, I've been banned off YouTube, but the way YouTube works is, you know, if you get banned, you can just create a new account. Like, it's, you know, it's like, you know, it's really easy to do. I mean, you'll get all your followers like axed, but you know, you could, it's easy to create accounts. So on the new account that I have, I was like, let me just throw a few clips on YouTube, you know, because I was just like, yo, let's see what's going to happen if I do this. I want to, you know, maybe one of them might hit, and then I get all these fucking people seeing my face and talking about it. So one of the clips that I posted was the LGBTQ history is being taught across America. Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know, LGBTQ history is this new thing that they want to push, you know, to public schools across America. And I've posted the same clip I posted on every platform I'm on. I'm Rumble, BitChute, Instagram, X, Facebook, Telegram. I can't post it on Gab, but that's a whole different situation. Anyways, YouTube removed it. This happened like in the last couple days here. YouTube removed it. And they were like, yeah, we've removed this video because it's hate speech. Hate speech? All I was doing was informing people that there's going to be LGBTQ history. See, the algorithm is like this. They don't even know if it's hate speech. First of all, what's hate speech? Speech you hate? See, that's the... There is no hate speech, bro. I don't give a fuck what you say, what you know. You can't have free speech if you're labeling shit hate speech. And 9 times out of 10, it's not actual hate speech. It's just speech you hate. That's what it is. So they fucking took that. Obviously they took the video down, and I was just, I have no desire to, like, start a YouTube account and do all that shit, bro. It's clear to me what they are. That's why when people come to me and they send me YouTube links, I'm just like, eh. You know, like, I go on YouTube. I see what people are posting, because there's, you know, certain people do some good things on there. But, you know, I mean, the reality is if you're opposing the establishment, if you're opposing anything that is being promoted through the establishment, whether it be the Biden administration, whether it be transgenderism, whether it be anything that's, whether it be anything that's like through LGBTQ, whether it be Black Lives Matter, whether it be anything that's part of the overall Zionist agendas, BlackRock, you know, freedom, real freedom, by the way, not that shit Republicans claim to be about, you know, don't tread on me, you know, I mean, all these things are just like anti-establishment, and they're not accepted. And, you know, Rumble is like, they're kind of like the same as X, where, you know, they're an alternative. You know, but if I were to say, you know, I would say Rumble is kind of in the same space as X, where they're like a great alternative if you're looking at Facebook and Instagram. Okay, Instagram and Facebook are notorious for censorship. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is like the Jew. He's the Jew. You know, and they do all this fact checking over there. Too much yelling today, bro. And so basically, Rumble is like, you know, it's a good alternative to YouTube, but don't get it fucked, bro. Don't even get it fucked, because you know there's a lot of people that are on Rumble and they just feel like how people on X feel, like this is the free speech, you know, and it's not. They will allow conservative, like, content over there on Rumble. You know, there's, I remember when Rumble first started, you know, it was real crazy. You know, I was looking at these, you know, some of the other things that they were posting on Rumble, but you know, they are definitely Rumble and X are platforms that will openly say we're about free speech, but they're really not. They're just about speech that they accept. And unfortunately, when you look up and down the Republican Party, anything that criticizes Jews or Zionists or agendas that these people are doing, it's not allowed. You know, it's an unfortunate thing because, you know, there is no free speech. Well, actually, there is. BitChute, which is probably a good, I would say it's a free speech platform across the board. Yeah. Shout out to everybody on BitChute. You know, there's a lot of people over there that watch my show, watch the clips, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those of you that are fucking with the Sly Show, you know, people are calling me. I'm not to be messed with at this moment. No. But I will be messed with in like a few minutes here. All right. season 15 episode, or season 15, season 20 episode, what episode is this? 52? Fuckery Friday? You guys have a God bless weekend. I'll check you guys on the next one. Peace out, y'all.